You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
We're here with University of Michigan astronomer John Monnier and graduate student Ming Zhao. They led an international team that combined light from four widely separated telescopes to produce the first picture showing surface details on a sun-like star beyond our solar system. John, I think most people, most non-astronomers, would assume that we can already see surface details on stars, but that's just not the case, is it?
That's right. You probably know that if you look across the atmosphere at a distant object, say along the ground, you can see the light shimmering because of turbulence in the air. And so one of the biggest problems we have in imaging stars is that the light, when it comes through the atmosphere, gets extremely blurred out. Now, it may not look blurred out to your eyes, but when you have a really large telescope, it's quite obvious that you're really affected by these turbulent motions caused by the wind and the jet stream and other atmospheric phenomenon.
But there's a limit to how big a single telescope can be. You can only make a mirror or a lens so big. This emerging technology called optical interferometry allows you to get past those limits. Can you explain in simple terms what optical interferometry is all about?
The world's largest telescope today is the Keck telescope. There are two of them, and they're on Hawaii, and they're 10 meters across, so about 30 feet across, which is a pretty big mirror. That's a solid piece of glass that has a perfect optical shape to focus light. Now, in order to do the work that we did, you would need a telescope that was 20 to 30 times that big, which is completely off, you know, our engineering capabilities. Even today, the world's largest telescope project is trying to build a 30-meter telescope, only a three times bigger telescope. And again, the work we did required a telescope the size of 200 meters or 300 meters, completely out of the conceivable future for a telescope size. But the way we were able to do it is we were able to synthesize or create the effect of a large telescope by having smaller telescopes spread out over that distance. And so we can actually have, in this case, four telescopes spread over the top of a mountaintop, and the light hits each telescope and gets reflected together to the center, and we can create the same power of a telescope that is as large as the whole mountain.
Now, this was done at the Chara Observatory in California, which is a Georgia State University facility. But it used a device made here at the University of Michigan to combine light from four of the telescopes for the first time. Can you tell us a little bit about that combiner and what it allows you to do?
Georgia State University has, since 1999, been operating the world's largest interferometer with six telescopes spread over this mountain at Mount Wilson outside Los Angeles. But it did not have the capability until our instrument to actually combine more than two of these telescopes simultaneously. And to do this imaging of to make an image of a star or anything else, you need to combine as many telescopes as possible so you really get that effect of having a much larger mirror. So what we did at Michigan was build a combiner which can take all those beams of light. It actually uses fiber optic technology, putting the light beams from the stars into individual fibers and then combining the light in a precise way to do the imaging.
Now, your target was a rapidly rotating hot star called Altair. Was there something intrinsically fascinating about that particular star that made you want to go after it, or is this more of a technology demonstration?
Altair was the first star that was measured to be longer in one direction than another direction, using interferometry, in fact. Just two telescopes at a time, not making an image, but just measuring dimensions. And so we knew that this would be an interesting source to do. It's one of the closest, what we call a hot star. It's hotter than the sun. Its typical temperature is around 8,000 Kelvin degrees compared to the sun's 5,800 Kelvin degrees. It's almost two times as massive as the sun. And so it's a kind of star that we know relatively little about. We know a lot about the sun because we're so close to it, and we can have satellites orbit the sun, and we can make incredible movies and pictures and zoom up on the surface. But for stars outside the sun, we haven't been able to look at any of them in any detail. We can just see them as points of light, and we can measure how they vary in time and other properties, but we cannot, until now, actually measure any surface features that are on the, that are there.
So, Ming, what kind of doors does this open up for future types of research? What could you use this technique of optical interferometry for?
Well, this is a very promising technology for us to do not only nearby stars, but we can also use this technology to imaging extrasolar planets around nearby stars. Some of those planets are very close to their hosting stars and called hot Jupiters, and they are emitting quite amount of light, so that we can use this technology to imaging those extrasolar planets.
In recent years, more than 200 planets have been found orbiting stars other than the Sun, and a lot of them are Jupiter-sized planets. Does this CHARA interferometer have the ability to image those?
Yes, exactly. Now, currently, with the CHARA interferometer and with the combiner that built in Michigan, we can do several nearby hot Jupiters. At present, the Michigan team is now building another instrument, and with that instrument in the near future, then we can do a lot more. So that's a very promising technology.
This is Jim Erickson from the University of Michigan News Service. We've been talking with astronomer John Manye and graduate student Ming Zhao about their recent study of the star Altair and its implications for future astronomical research.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.